to do that. And actually, you were right, brother, about his wife. We kept him because of her. And so that was it. I tell people when Dr. Baker and the deacons at Calvary and you as a church called me here that we preached, I got my wife, she sang the day I preached, and she got 90% of the vote. I got 6. And so that's how we got here. But anyway, we as a group of men met and questioned Brother Lane. And it was myself and Brother David Maynard and Brother Vince Keaton, Brother Scott Vernon, Brother Richard Harper, of course, Brother Jim Lane and Brother Rick Eco. And I was the moderator. And Brother Vernon is always, when he's there, he's the secretary. He just goes ahead and brings paper and pen because he does such a phenomenal job. And he really does. He does a great job at it. He was questioned. Michael was on his salvation call to preach the doctrine of God, man, salvation, church scriptures, angels, Satan, the doctrine of last things. We talked with him about his personal walk with God, his devotional life, his home life, his marital life, that those things are important. And each man went around the room and gave Brother Lane some important counsel to carry with him as he moves forward into ministry. And we shared our hearts in that room with him. And there was a lot of wisdom as these men gathered together and a lot of experience in ministry. And I've never sat on ordination council that I personally do not benefit from the counsel that's given to another man. And what a blessing it was as we were around that room. And so we proceeded to move forward with a motion from Brother Richard Harper and seconded by David Maynard and with unanimous consent to ordain you to the gospel ministry, Michael. And we're very proud of you and excited about what God has in your future. And we have a certificate here that we're going to give you. We'll make sure Miss Connie Jones gets this. I'll pass that down to Brother Vernon. He can make sure Miss Connie gets that for our church minutes. Thank you, Brother Vernon. And then here we have a certificate of ordination. It says, we the undersigned upon the recommendation and request of the ordaining council at Calvary Baptist Church, King, North Carolina, which had full and sufficient opportunity for judging the God-given gifts, and after satisfactory examination by us in regard to the Christian experience, call to the ministry and views of Bible doctrine, hereby certify that James Michael Lane was solemnly and publicly set apart and ordained to the work of the gospel ministry by authority of the Calvary Baptist Church here in King, North Carolina, on the 15th day of January, 2017. Amen. God bless you, buddy. I love you, man. We always want to give an ordination Bible, and Brother Lane had mentioned a Bible that he wanted. We want to make sure we got it for him. Good, solid King James Bible with a good feel to it. And I know you'll preach many messages out of it, and it'll become special to you, my friend. And we want to give you that as well, all right? God bless you. We love you in the Lord. All right? Anything you'd like to say? Short. Very short. Very.
I'm just thankful for this church, for my family, for my Savior, for my wife. And never thought I'd see this day. I'm thankful for what God's doing in my life, and I'm thankful for the part that every one of you has in it.
Amen, brother. I know he likes to preach, and if I gave him too long, he'd preach. You come right down here. I'm going to ask the men on ordaining council, if you would, to come up. And I'm going to ask those of Michael's friends that would like to come up as well and be here a part of this, if you'd like to come up. All right. There you go, Trevor and Corey and Brother Avery. Come on up, guys. These were men. They were you say three amigos, they were the four amigos. They hung out together about all the time. Sure love these men. Appreciate them. We're gather and put our hands on this man right here. Love you. I'm going to cut this on, and Brother Harper, if you would pray, and then I'll close out our prayer on Brother Michael.
Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful occasion, Father. We thank you for this young man that kneels before us today, Lord, that your call is evident in his life. Father, hearing his salvation testimony and his call into the ministry yesterday was such an encouragement. Listening as he answered question after question and handled it with such grace. Father, we thank you for him. Father, we thank you for his wonderful wife, this godly helpmeet that you've given him, this completer. Father, makes him what he is today. Outside of you, Father, no one else will influence him the way she will. Father, we pray that you'll bless his many years of ministry. Thank you for his call into this church, Father, a pastor that loves him and counsels him and trains him. And Father, we just pray that you'll continue to help him to become the man of God that only you can make him. Father, we leave him with you. Mm. As we lay our hands on him today, Father, and ordain him into the gospel ministry, Father, we realize we're nothing but human instruments, Father, that it's you that will make him what he can be. As Father, as long as he's completely dedicated to you and surrendered to you and giving himself only to you, Father, we know that you can make him greater than he on his own could ever imagine. Father, we thank you for his father and his family. Father, thank you for the message from the heart that we heard tonight. Mm-hmm. Father, thank you for the history that brought him to this moment right here at the front of this church. Father, thank you for the preachers that have influenced his life, the messages that have changed him, the decisions that he's made that altered his course. Father, we know that this is the compilation of all of that right now at this point in his life. Father, thank you for what he has been. Thank you for what you're going to make him in the future. Father, we commend him to you and you alone in Jesus' name.
Our Father, tonight we thank you for this special moment in Brother Michael's life. God, I sure have come to love this young man like a son in my own life. Lord, as a young man, he came and spent time with my family and children here as he was the only dorm student at that time that we had. And Lord, sure learned to love him. And Lord, his desire to serve you, Father, and Lord, his desire one day to serve here on this staff, and you allowed that to become a reality in his life. And Lord, he's sure done a great job. I thank you for the work he's doing among our teenagers. And Lord, I believe that he's shown himself and proven himself faithful. And tonight was a group of men are setting him apart to the gospel ministry, recognizing your call upon his life. Father, I pray that you'll keep him true to you. I pray, Lord, that you would strengthen him and empower him. And Lord, that you would enlarge his coasts. I pray for his wife, Christian, and little daughter, Emmy Grace, and the baby, Lord, to come. And I pray, God, that you'll bless his family. Help this young man to do great things for you, Father, but to recognize that really we don't do it. You do it through us. Help him to make himself usable and to keep himself usable for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 Thank you, fellas.